So good morning, everybody. I'm going to talk a little bit about the validation of some of this data we're getting from UAV platforms. And in a way, it's kind of a follow-up presentation to what Dr. Landovar just talked about. So I think the timing there is good. If you were here for Dr. Landovar's presentation, you notice that we're collecting a full array of parameters that are related to plant growth and development. And in the case of my presentation here, what I'd like to do is just focus a little bit on two of those parameters, which are plant height and canopy cover. Okay? And so I think it's becoming clearer and clearer that UAV technology and high throughput phenotyping and all that is a very valuable tool for us to be able to characterize plant responses to the environment. Okay, so we know that we have that genetic times environment interaction that leads us to phenotypes, different types of phenotypes that we see in the field. And we're seeing that this technology is particularly useful to be able to characterize response of the plants to the environment. And so again, program objectives, the overall program objective is to develop, validate, and then deploy some of these UAS-based tools and methodologies to help assist our scientists, plant breeders, and crop researchers in their research efforts, right? And then eventually, the ultimate goal, if you will, if you're looking at production agriculture, is to develop some of those tools also for precision farming or precision management of crops, okay? So let me run you real quick through the materials and methods. As you can see here, this is an orthomosaic image of the whole field. This field had five different genotypes. They were replicated four times on a solid or skip planting pattern. So you can see here, this is rep 1, 2, 3, and 4, okay? Now we set up the grids on top of the row so we can extract the data. You can see here, from the top to the bottom, we had a total of 8 grids. And here are the dimensions of the grids for solid and for skip planting. All the data that we collected were processed using the structure for motion algorithm. And we got some of these data products here, the orthomosaic and the 3D point cloud from where we extracted the information, okay? And for the purposes of this presentation here, this data set, what we did is we removed the edge grids. So we removed the top and the bottom grids to try and eliminate some of these problems here. So you can see that edge effect, right where we have that alley, we can see that those plants there grow quite a bit more than the other ones in the middle of the plot do, okay? So just try to contain some of that variability there. So real quick on the materials and methods here again for the platforms. For red, green, and blue, or regular RGB, we use the Phantom 4 Pro platform, the standard sensor, 20 megapixels with a gimbal. This is an off-the-shelf system. Flying altitude was 20 meters, overlap about 85%, and that resulted in a ground sampling distance of 0.5 centimeters and about a centimeter for orthomosaic and DEM, respectively. For multispectral data, we used the DGA Matrix 100 with a slant range 3P multispectral sensor. The flying altitude was 25 meters, 70% overlap, and 1 and 2 centimeter ground sampling distance for ortho and DEM, respectively. So how are we getting plant height data from images? We do a flight before plant emergence. It's that middle picture. This is an elevation model of the surface, the soil. And every time we fly after crop emergence, we get a surface elevation. And then by subtracting one from the other, we come up with a canopy height measurement, or plant height in this case, okay? So what I'm showing you here on this graph is plant height collected on the ground with a meter stick. And then down here, we have the UAV estimates. Okay? And for the UAV estimates, we collected that data or extracted that data as the maximum plant height the computer detected within each one of those grids. So if you can imagine, here's just an illustration to show you what I mean. If you think that this plot here was divided in three grids, one, two, and three, okay, we're getting the maximum plant height value for each one of those grids. So we'll be getting this value, this one, and then that one. Okay, so you can understand where those numbers are coming from. So when we compare plant height data on the ground with UAV, we get a relationship that looks something like this. Okay, about 88 to 90% R-squared. So when we plot this by date, because we see some of this scattering over here, we can see that they're early on. Those two have a very tight relationship, and they fall very close to that one-to-one line. But then as you move forward in the season, it tends to scatter a little bit, okay? So what we saw there is that there seems to be a cutout date to where you start we start losing some of the ability to very accurately estimate plant heights using the UAV images. So if you remember, we had an R-square of about 88. Okay, if we remove three dates from the end of the season, or the three later dates, we have an increase of about 6 or 7 points there on the correlation. And this type of data set here for plant height, it's very similar to what we've been seeing the past 2 or 3 years. So if we plot plant height collected on the ground and plant height estimated by the UAV, we usually get a relationship very similar to this in our square around 0.9 or so. Okay. So here is another way of looking at that data. So what I have here is dates and then either M or U for manual measurements or UAV estimated measurements plotted side by side. What we're looking here is, again, maximum canopy height in centimeters. And here we have the dates and the source of that data. The manual data is always on the left, and the UAV is on the right. So what I wanted to point out here is that the dates you see with the stars are the dates where those two measurements are statistically different, okay? But then also something that I wanted to mention is there are some of the dates that we collected data where UAV data and ground data don't quite match the same date, okay? So I have those showing here so you can have an idea of what the range or the distribution of those data points are and what they look like side by side. So moving over here to canopy cover, we've been exploring a couple of different ways of looking at or estimating canopy cover, okay? One is RGB based, so simple red, green, blue camera. And then also looking at whether or not we can estimate canopy cover using NDVI or a multispectral sensor, okay? So the procedure of classifying the images is fairly similar. You have a section of the field. We set up grids. We do the classification. Now, the classification here for RGB and NDVI is a little bit different. For RGB, again, we're looking for green pixels. And for NDVI, we're classifying canopy, everything that has an NDVI value of 0.6 or higher. We're saying that that is canopy, okay? So if the pixel is classified as canopy, we turn it white, everything else is black, and then you just calculate a ratio or percent that's covered by green, and we come up with a percent of ground that's covered by canopy. So what I'm showing you here is the RGB estimated canopy cover, and then here is the NDVI estimated canopy cover over time. So again, if we look this, the R-square, here's the one-to-one line. We have several points that fall very close on that one-to-one line. And then there's a lot of scatter over here. Okay? So to take a closer look at that, if we plot it by date, okay, we can see that there are several dates here that fall very well on that one-to-one line, and then we have a bunch that is way off. Okay, so what is going on there? If we look here, this is June 7th. That's what the plots look like. And then if we go to this date here, this is what the plots look like. Okay, so there is just what's going on here is just a transitioning where the canopy is senescing. So the canopy is changing from green to kind of yellow and then brown. And so as soon as that change starts, the RGB canopy cover obviously is going to start dropping, whereas the NDVI still estimates high canopy cover values from this kind of color, if you will. Okay? And then again, if you remove everything that was past that July 19 date, we get something that looks like this for comparing RGB measured canopy cover with NDVI measured canopy cover. So a very good relationship between those two methods there up to a certain date. Again, this is a different way of looking at that same data set. There's canopy cover here in percent. Again, here I have the dates and the source of the data. What it ends with N is NDVI-based canopy cover. R is RGB-based canopy cover. And then I have them here plotted side by side. Again, whatever have the ones that have the stars up top are significantly different. And up here you can see what was going on with the plots. So what is interesting here is that if you look at the dates here and look at the RGB data, on June the 7th was the maximum canopy high, estimated canopy high for those plots. And then if you look at the NDVI data, okay, from June the 7th to June 19, you can see that it was still growing. Okay, so the canopy was still expanding when you're looking at the NDVI data. So to conclude here, what we saw is that UAS-derived RGB data can be used for plant height estimates, okay? We saw that we may lose some of the accuracy late in the season, and that's when we start losing some of those leaves up top. And then here is a question that we need to be thinking about. You know, how accurate does it need to be? How close do we need to get plant height measurements from the ground compared to UAV? And how are we even getting our plant height measurements on the ground? Okay. Again, we saw that RGB and multispectral sensors both may be used to estimate canopy cover. RGB, in our case, seems to be fairly stable up to about cutout. And then when you start having that canopy color change, it starts dropping. And then multispectral derived canopy cover seems to be more consistent through the end of the season. If you're looking into using RGB canopy cover for plant growth analysis, like what Dr. Landivar was talking about earlier, you may need to be thinking of limiting the last date or the last data point you're including in your analysis. And then this is a big one, you know, just a comment. Always be mindful of these three things here. Okay, field variability, your sample size and the methodology, how you're getting your measurements, and then how you're extracting those data points from your UAV data, because it makes a big difference. And then obviously if you have some variability, you know, using models is a good option. So that's what I had. If I have time for questions, I'll be happy to answer.
No time for questions.
No? Okay.